Hello and welcome to the Five a Day Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm John Allsop. First off, this idea that our brain is divided into three different brains, really. The core brain is what we started out with, the first collection of neurons at the top of the spinal column. Chiefly bothered about regulating the body, but also bothered about three things really, sex, food and danger. So when you are developing a website, incidentally, the other two bits, the subconscious mind, think emotions, and the conscious mind, think calculations and conscious calculations, working things out, that kind of thing. So if you want to grab the attention of the kind of core brain, this bit that's interested in sex, food and danger, you can use pictures of attractive people, pictures of food, this is on websites. And if you have a kind of screen, a slideshow of images that change every now and then, movement is something that grabs the attention of the core brain, because it kind of thinks, is that dangerous? Well, you know, what's new in this situation that I'm in? So yes, do those things. Rituals. So this is from the book about primal branding. And one of the elements of primal branding is your rituals. So when you, I can't think of any good examples, a lot of them are American ones, things that people say to you, you know, the have a nice day kind of thing. I'm sure McDonald's has got them. But if you can make your rituals, things like checkout, what happens at delivery, if you can change the language and make them your own and make them what they call enriching touch points, which I kind of quite like, although it might be a bit cheesy, make them enriching touch points that excite customers and build your brand. But basically the exercise is, look at the things you are doing every single day and see what you can do to turn them into branding or branding points or brand building moments. They are the points at which you connect with your customers. And so if you can make an expectation that moment will be a nice moment, an enriching moment, then that's obviously going to build your brand. I guess the one that I'm just thinking about is who's the trucking company where all the drivers had to wear ties? Anyway, them. Right, boundary objects. Boundary objects are exciting. So this is where you are an artist and you paint a picture of a tractor in a field, and then somebody who's a tractor enthusiast comes and buys the painting. Now, until you painted the tractor, you weren't going to sell a painting to the tractor enthusiast, but you just did, and that's because it's that painting that you just created is a boundary object. It's interesting to people who are interested in art, and also to people who are interested in tractors. And that seems like a really interesting it's a strategy really of how to get yourself out into other communities in social media, out into other forums, and to connect to other people who are interested in other things online. So just think about boundary objects. That seems like a good way of leapfrogging into other communities and getting your name out across. Now, actually, that's come out of this kind of ambient findability book, but I'm also looking at how photographers get their work out, and this seems to be a key strategy for them. Then just a couple of principles, really. When someone comes to your website, they are gracing you with their time. Just be nice to them. Be nice to them. Be polite. And just as you might, I mean, imagine somebody, you know, coming into your house, you'd offer them a cup of tea, that you'd just offer nice things to them. And one of the things you could, you know, if they've come to your website, you could say, well, I'll let you know when new stuff comes in, that kind of thing. So that's nice. And the way you do that is to give them the opportunity to like your Facebook page or follow you on Twitter and that kind of thing. Otherwise, they've arrived. See, I'm working through a page of groovy new poets, and some of them are austere in a sense. If you go to their website, there's you can't do anything. There's a bit of the poetry, and if you're lucky you can buy the book, but you know, these are quite young poets. They're only really in anthologies and things, and so that's not really what I want to do. What I want to do is watch them and support them when I can, when they come and, near where I live, and, when new things come up on YouTube or whatever, then I'd happily share them and help get the word around, and then there'll be a book and I can buy that and so on. So what I really want to do is connect, and I want to do that by liking their Facebook page or liking their Twitter page or something. And 50% of times with these new and groovy and up and coming poets, there's no way of doing that. There's no Twitter feed and there's no Facebook page, and I'm sure that's because they are we're poets, we don't do that kind of thing, but it's very frustrating for me, from my point of view, that there's really no way, you know, there's not a chance of me remembering their name after, 5 minutes after leaving the website. Not a chance. I need to give that poet permission to send me stuff so that I will develop my liking for them or decide that really they're not for me. So have those things on your website so that people can follow you. And the final thing, your customers are talking about you on Facebook and you can't stop them. It's just this idea that whether you're on social media or not, the conversation is still there. People are still talking about you on Facebook. You can't stop them. They're saying whatever you want. They're telling their friends. So be good and join the conversation. And don't fret about it. Provide a good service and people will say nice things. That's about it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Alrighty, cheers, bye.